Fish for Garbage has been cleaning up the lower Provo River for about 5 years. This Saturday, they'll be cleaning up Strawberry Reservoir for the first time. Fish for Garbage Secretary Lexi Grimes explains why they're cleaning up Strawberry.
It's one of our favorite places to fish, and it's also a hot spot for anglers and recreators in general. And it's also pretty windy out there typically, and so it's also a hot spot for trash to kind of blow around and blow across the reservoir. We saw a need, and we want to help and do whatever we can to fix that.
Those interested in participating should meet at Chicken Creek East, located on the north shoreline of Strawberry. The entire day runs from about 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Grimes says the day starts with a breakfast provided by Kodiak Cakes.
At 8:30, we'll start our pancake breakfast, and then the cleanup will start at 10. And then we'll also host a barbecue from Koala Tree at noon. And then we'll have prizes kind of going on throughout the day around 3 to 4. And then we're going to have a potluck dinner that night, and then you have the option to camp with us.
Bags of garbage can be turned in at lunch for a barbecue voucher and opportunity drawing tickets. You can turn in more garbage for more tickets to increase your chance of winning prizes from local sponsors. Prizes include a Traeger grill, trips, and fly rods. Fish for Garbage co-founder Brad Greeno says the organization will provide garbage bags, gloves, and water filling stations.
We've got a lot of people coming in, a lot of volunteers from Vivint that are coming out to help. So we'll have a bunch of them scattered throughout the marinas where they can tell people where to go, what to do, and all that good stuff.
Greeno described the work that 200 volunteers were able to do in April over the course of one day.
For the Provo River cleanup, we ended up with 2 tons of garbage, which is, I think, 5,000 pounds. It was a big one.
Fish for Garbage is hoping to surpass the 200 volunteers they had at the last cleanup. The group will be cleaning up the Green River in August and the Weber River in September. They also host the Heber Outdoor Festival in the fall. For more information, visit fishforgarbage.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.